So sterling dollar's been in just over a 200-point range in August, and we've seen a low of 129.82 and a high of 131.86 so far. We're currently trading around a 1.31, and this is despite the fact that the domestic data remains really quite poor. We saw the Q2 GDP out this week, which showed a contraction of minus 20.4. Now, this is worse than any other major economy, and it follows on from a series of weak data that we've seen in the UK. I think, as the other guys mentioned, a large part of this is to do with the fact that we locked down later and for longer, and this is having a real big impact on our current data. But the one thing I would bear in mind is this GDP data is backward looking. And so it's really an insight into the previous situation. Whereas now we want to look forward and we're looking at the recovery. And that's what it's all about now, really, is the recovery. So it's the next lot of data that we start seeing. This is data after we've reopened the economy slightly, with shops reopening. We've got the eat out to help out schemes taking effect this month. All these kind of elements are going to play into the next lot of data, and that's what we're really interested in to see the next direction for the pound. So we do expect to see the UK data improve, especially against that really weak backdrop we've had previously. One element that we probably won't see improve is the unemployment numbers. The furlough scheme will be coming to an end in October. There will be job losses. I believe like one in three firms is planning to cut jobs. And so this is really going to weigh on the recovery and really dampen any kind of recovery we're going to see. The only option really that you might see is an extension of the furlough scheme. I believe the chances are somewhat reluctant because it is super expensive to keep this going. But he has got a dilemma in terms of does he leave the life support on and carries on the furlough scheme or takes the job losses now? So I guess maybe they'll look at the recovery plan and maybe there'll be more ways they could support the economy when we do start seeing these job losses. So it is a little bit of a limit for the upside to the pound, knowing what's to come in the future when these job losses start hitting. One thing also to bear in mind is the Brexit talks are going to resume as well. So next week we start seeing the negotiations reopen, and on Thursday we saw the chief negotiator, Frost, actually say that he believes a deal can still be made by September. So there can be some positive elements, and I think next week we might see some more news on the Brexit front as headlines come out. But really, the main driving factor for sterling dollar is the dollar. We're seeing persistent dollar weakness over the last month, and we've seen a dollar index hit low 92.60, which I believe Kieran mentioned earlier. So it really is, and the dollar still remains a driving force, but we will see some more domestic headlines. One thing to bear in mind for those people who like technical analysis, one thing I'm seeing at the moment is the potential for a golden cross formation. So this is when the short-term moving average crosses over the long-term moving average, and we're very close to the 50-day moving average crossing the 200-day moving average. If we see this level break and they cross each other, this is known as a golden cross, and that would be a buy signal for sterling dollar. So keep an eye on that and see if these 2 points cross, and if so, we might see a break at the 132 and head to 135 on technical trading. I think I mentioned before about any sterling weaknesses we might see on data and how I find it hard to trade it against a dollar when the dollar is such a driving force. So I still prefer to play any sterling weakness via euro sterling. We've got to bear in mind that the recovery fund that was agreed for Europe is obviously going to have a bigger fall, so we might see euro dollar strength continue. At least we won't see a huge amount of weakness on that front. And so I do prefer by playing it through sterling euro. I am conscious of the fact that we are seeing an uptick in cases in Europe, with France and Spain starting to struggle a bit with their numbers in terms of the COVID. So there is that kind of worry that's still in play. We've also seen an uptick in cases in the emerging market regions. So in India, Brazil, we're still seeing large numbers. So we might get some more weakness in the emerging markets as well. But going forward, we're going to have a lot of focus on the US coming as well. So the elections, the China trade tensions, these are still ongoing themes that we're going to see in the next couple of weeks.